Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the Galaku 2 interchangeable sleeves 12x8 vibrating exerciser masturbation cup from Acme Joy. So this is a somewhat complicated toy, so I'm going to have to take it one step at a time. So we're going to put these inserts to the side for now, and we're going to focus on this device. Now you may recognize this, especially if you are a man of culture who enjoys hentai, because I've noticed this in a lot of hentai. They have these things where these are bullet vibrators, and usually, you know, you stick this up the girl's hole, as one does, and then you have this thing here, which is usually strapped to her thigh or something, and you turn it on, and it makes the bullet vibrators, vibrate, as bullet vibrators are wont to do. So let me show you, if I can show you the, hold on, Xenofocus. Okay, cool. Alright, so here is the thing. Now you can see when let me put this up to the microphone, you can feel the vibration. Okay, so I'm going to turn it up. Oh, they're turning it down. Alright, so you see it goes all the way up to 120. And there's a number. Now see this button? See, here's the dial. Okay, here's the dial. Here's a button. Dial button. So when I hit the button, zoom in. Alright, so I hit the button. You can see it, I'm on 2. And you can see that the thing changes. Four, it's 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, back to 1. All right, so you kind of get this, right? Bullet vibrator, we got the controls. Let me turn it back down. Okay, so what's pretty simple, but you're probably asking, aren't these for girls? I mean, unless you want to stick these up your butt, like what benefit is there to a guy for these sorts of things? Like, so basically what this is, this interchangeable sleeve exerciser, it's basically a way to take a toy made for women, these bullet vibrators, you know, that are attached to a control, and add something for guys. So in this case, you have two inserts. You have this insert, which has a textured kind of spiky insert, and your dick goes all the way in there, and it has these little things over here on the side for the bullet vibrator to attach to. Now there is another insert. See, this one's bigger, so it's kind of funny. You know, you got the black one is wider than the white one. Yeah, see, it's a penis joke, because black guys got big old donkey dicks. Anyway. So the black one is bigger, and it has more of a spiral design, as you can see. So we got a nice spiral design, and most importantly, the hole goes all the way through. So this can go like, you stick your tip through this. If you're packing a big old donkey dick, you can just stick it all the way through, and you don't have to worry about this like only resting on your tip or something. So how does it work? Obviously, it's pretty simple. You take the bullet vibrator, like this, and you just open this up, stick in the bolt vibrator, and do it for both sides, and that's literally it. And then you put your dick in, and the thing is this can basically work as a hands-free device. So then you turn it on, and you just put this on your dick, and it vibrates, and you know, that's about all there is to it. Now, okay, so that's really the only thing, that's all there is to say about this toy. The inserts are kind of, they don't matter, because you're not thrusting in and out of them. So this texture means nothing. This texture just makes it grip. And so let's talk real talk here, all right? So this was an attempt to take a female toy and make it applicable to guys. Here's the problem. it's because it's not made for guys, and also it goes into how guys and girls respond to different types of stimulation. So obviously girls like vibrations. Vibrators are super popular with girls. For guys, guys like friction. Friction. So if you were to, you know, jerk yourself off with this insert, that would feel good because of the friction from the texture. But just sticking it on your dick with these little vibrators and just letting it sit there really doesn't do anything for you. Now, it doesn't feel bad. It just feels like your dick's being tickled. So if someone just started, I mean, well, someone that you're attracted to, not like some random person, but if like someone you were attracted to just started like lightly tickling your balls or lightly tickling your dick, you know, you wouldn't be like, oh, that hurts, stop. You know, it would be a pleasant experience, but you wouldn't come all over the place. You wouldn't orgasm. It would just be like a back rub. You know, it'd be something pleasant, or you never get your balls sucked. See, ball sucking doesn't make you come. It's not like, oh, my balls are being sucked. I'm gonna bust a fat nut. Never happens. But it's not unpleasant. It's a pleasant experience. So here's the problem with this toy as such. If you use this as a hands-free toy, and that's kind of what this is advertised as, you put it on the tip of your dick, like I'll just demonstrate. You just put it on your dick like this. All right, you put the bowl of vibrators in, and you can just like, you know, turn it on and go about your business. So whether you're surfing the internet or working on something, if you just want a nice little stimulation, you can turn this on and leave it off and have a good time. However, this isn't going to make you come. It does feel good. It feels interesting, but it's like getting your dick tickled. So imagine just having something that lightly tickles your dick for an extended period of time. And that's really what this toy does. It's a dick tickling device. Now, as an experiment, I turned this around. Like I turned it from side to side to up and down. I squeezed it. I did notice when I squeezed it, the vibrations felt better because I was like really pushing it into my dick so that the vibrations kind of travel down the shaft. Also, if you jerk off with it, this feels good. But at that point, there's just better toys for that sort of thing. So this is kind of like, it's a pocket pussy with, if you notice, plenty of pocket pussies have like a pocket for a bullet vibrator. So this alone is a good deal because you can use this with a bunch of other toys which have bullet vibrator compartments. I've reviewed a lot of pocket pussies that have a bullet vibrator compartment. You can use this to interact with those, but these inserts aren't really doing it for me. So whether you put this on your dick, and I tried it lubed and unlubed, if you just like turn it inside out, put your dick in it, and then like close it around your dick, it stays on, but it doesn't really feel good. It just feels like you're getting your dick tickled. I tried the black one. It didn't really make a difference. Putting my dick all the way through didn't make a difference. It's because guys want friction, not vibrations, especially not indirect vibrations. Like, these are pretty powerful, but they're not that powerful when they're separated. So you may not be able to see, these inserts are fairly thick, and you're basically just putting the vibrator in these little pockets on the side. If they were more integrated into the insert, where they were making direct contact, that might be different. But this indirect contact just, it didn't do it for me. It just like, I didn't see the point. So this toy in and of itself is good for a girl. So if you want like a bullet vibrator with a controller and you want to stick one in her pussy, one in her ass, or both in whatever you want to do, that's great. That's what this is for. But them trying to turn this into a male toy just kind of fell flat because these inserts really don't do anything. They just kind of feel like you're getting your dick tickled. Now, if you want a good dick tickling device, if you're just like, you know what, I'm not into this whole sex thing, I just want a good dick tickling. That's my fetish, just good old dick tickling. Well, congratulations, this is the toy you've been waiting for, because this, my friend, is the dick tickling device of your dreams. So get your dick tickler today. But if you're into something a little bit more, shall we say, hardcore than just a dick tickling, then I'd probably recommend a different toy. This is it's not doing it for me. But if you are into dick tickling, boy, have I got a deal for you. because I have a 15% off coupon code for this toy if you buy it from Acme Joy using the coupon code below. So you get your dick tickler, you get your two inserts, and again, you could use this toy, this part of the toy, with a host of other toys. There's so many toys that have bullet vibrators. And so you can integrate this into a whole bunch of stuff. So this may be worth it just for that, but as a standalone toy, unless you're into dick tickling, of course. But save 15% if this is for you. Anyway, so thank you Acme Joy for sending me this toy to review. Remember to save 15% off with the coupon code in the description. Enjoy your dick tickling. How many times am I going to say dick tickling in this review? Dick tickling.